Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Katie Forbes describes the videos as boudoirish.
Well done, Katie.
Yeah, I think all this is going to come out. You know, we're going to find out what's happening with that.
It turns out he was offered a driver, but it was John Daly. So it was...
Okay, all right.
Rob.
That's not funny, Rob. It's too soon.
It is
that's
way too soon.
That's very too soon.
For her,
no, I don't,
for you
I don't
to be
want
her?
Six figures. You don't understand. I want seven figures. I want seven figures. If $150,000 a month, that's going to be
for
seven
for the roly-poly school teacher?
Well, I mean, she wasn't roly-poly. She looked attractive, but Carla's prettier.
No, you know? Carla's going to make more money is what I'm saying.
Yeah. Yes. Well, that's good. Yeah. That's exciting to me. It's not going to happen, but anyway.
I mean, Dirk Vastrick right now has pledged. He's pledged some money.
I'll be the MC.
But all that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now.
Mike O'Mara Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Let's get started.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Oscar Santana, Rob Spiewak, and now here's Mike.
Thank you, Eric Stoglinski. We appreciate
quick.
That.
What's
Eric
that?
Quick.
Eric Quick.
Oh, I'm sorry. Right. Yeah, you're gonna. Yeah, we're gonna change that. You're gonna send it to me or something. Or you're in charge of that. Who was that?
That was Eric Quick, and we'll have Eric a new Quick. Opening next week, and with a new name and new info and new content.
I understand it was a real fast turnaround that he got those done.
Yes.
We are from Washington, D.C. This is the...
Because of his name?
Mike O'Mara. What?
Because of his name.
Okay.
Yeah.
This is the daily radio show and podcast with a loyal legion of listeners who are part of our loyal legion of family. And listening in great places like Baghdad, Arizona, Belhaven, North Carolina, Pueblo, Colorado. Never. I've always wanted to go to Pueblo, Colorado.
Wasn't there a PSA that ran forever where you had to get like brochures?
There was something that I remember. Pueblo, Colorado. It was like Scottsdale, Arizona, or from the home office.
Yeah, Pueblo,
Chesapeake, Virginia, South Padre Island, Texas, where they just saved a bunch of turtles, which I think is pretty
special.
And Oscar
spoke highly of it.
Oh yeah.
He said it was a
spring break capital of America. That's what I
beautiful
said.
Beautiful place. Yeah. Maluku, Indonesia, the Mike O'Mara Show is on now, and we're delighted to have you with us, with Oscar over here and Rob over here, and the news of the day, one of my favorite sports heroes, Tiger Woods, who was in just a horrific car accident, and just everybody that I know, any guy, certainly all the guys, are talking about this in a serious car accident. If you are hearing my, if you don't know that's going on, then you might be the kind of person that maybe gets everything you get from podcasts.
Yes,
and this might be the only source of anything remotely topical.
And we'll although, take you.
On this show, we like to have what we call a long tail, which is a term that describes the way people consume our product is that there are people that listen live to it. There are people that listen that same day to it every day. And then there are people that listen to it when they get to it.
Yes.
I have never, Oscar maybe is breaking it down, but broken it down. I have never broken down what the percentages are of the people that listen after
day
a
of?
Couple of days
yeah.
or
okay.
the day
I can give
of.
You, I'll give you some rough numbers from December.
Thank you.
Which are the,
really?
I guess,
okay,
the closest.
So you know who listens to it like right away and people that listen after a while. A lot of people listen
I'm obsessed
to this
with numbers, Mike. And I at times, with you, without you realizing, I run and I break down Pony's door to his glass enclosed nerve center. And I said, what is this? And because I need answers, right? I need answers. People are
give me a little more Oscar,
more
please.
What's
Rob,
happening? Yeah,
please.
Rob, why do you hate me? Jesus Christ!
Well, we don't have much time to talk about
Jesus.
It today. Maybe
you can't get a microphone level when you're, you know,
not running the board.
When you're hopping in out of the car.
Oh, Mike, really, I'm the just, only person in the studio. The man doesn't use. Look, if you just watch like a golf swing.
You can't hop out of the car and do
Mike,
it.
Mike, I'm working all day in front of this mic. You just don't see it. All right. Let me tell you this about Rob. If you watch Rob on video and you go back to the old shows, he never gets a chance to even. If you see his hands move at all, that means he's actually running the board. They barely move. So if I'm low, I'm low
I'm not
all show.
On Rob anymore.
If I'm low,
ever.
I'm low all show.
I'm not.
I want to be up.
Picking.
I want to be up, not down.
All right, say
up.
Something worthwhile. I'll turn it up.
Okay, now listen up. 23% of our listeners listen
yes.
on demand, like right away within the first few hours.
That is a bigger number than I expected.
Yeah, that's a good number.
First few hours. Very, very pleased. That to me tells me all I need to know as far as the way I like to do a show, which is I like to be timely as today's headlines. I liked it. And by the way, and I think the people that get online and go, yeah, I just go right by the news segment, those are the people that are listening 6 days, 7 days later. Yeah. Not that I mind those people, but you know, catch up to the show. Come on. This show is a timely show. We've prided ourselves on being timely.
Yes.
We talk about things that happened that day or the day before.
This is why we put effort into our live stream. There are people that are watching us live right now.
And a big kiss to all the people that are listening to us live. Thank you. That's good. Yeah. All right, so it's 23%.
No tongue.
And then do you have any other statistics
I do.
As far as?
Okay. We have roughly, I would say, 40% of our listeners, Mike, 40% of our listeners listen within a two-week span. So that's the long tail. That's the long tail for the show where we roll in.
That's no breakdown for day one or day two.
I don't get. I know those numbers. Those are granular. But if I tell you that now, they shift from week to week. Mm-hmm. Depends. I'll tell you this much. This January compared to last January is completely different in listenership because of the pandemic.
I imagine we're seeing a true 1 year reset because everything has changed in the last year.
Well, it's actually, think about last January, we didn't have the pandemic, right?
Right, exactly.
So to your point, when you run into, as I compare this year to last year, and that's what I like doing to make sure that we're trending up, not trending down, is, okay, what has changed dramatically? Like, has Rob gotten funnier? And then I check that off. And has Mike gotten grumpier or better? We refresh the show. I'm looking at how the audience is receiving the refresh.
See, what he did right there was kind of pleasant for you. Did you see that? Did you see the way he did that?
No, because
you got funny, I got grumpy.
No, it was very passive because he said he was going to explore whether or not I was funnier, but I never gave an answer.
Now your volume is low to me too.
Yeah. Run the board. For yourself as well.
Better.
Okay. There we go.
Thank you.
See, why do you do that? You make an adjustment, then you go, bitty. And then, like, in 10 minutes when I'm talking, you're going to run your mouth. So I just want to hear the, anyway, we'll adjust.
No, but he never said I was funnier. He said he was just going to check.
Now, you had a banner day 2 days ago.
Well, thank you.
You had all these one-liners.
On having a great day yesterday.
Bronze it. Beautiful.
Well, that's interesting. And I think I would strive for more people grabbing this sooner than later.
Because the credit goes to you, Mike, because you would never during the pandemic, never. And I know that we have, I would say, some advantages because we are built now into the infrastructure of Podcast Village where if we need to do something remote, we can do it right away.
Right.
We have the equipment. We can take off the shelf and go. But most podcasts had some downtime because they had to adjust to going home or dealing with the cable company or tech issues or all kinds of stuff.
We never missed a show.
You never wavered
on
to make sure that we continue doing shows.
Never missed one.
Yeah.
Yeah. That makes me happy. And, you know, when we talk about the show, we're all old radio guys. So so the habit that I just don't ever see being broken is talking about the issues of the day. It's what we do. It's why I get up in the morning. I love to come in here and talk about an election or talk about an incident or talk about Tiger Woods in this particular case. I'm a massive fan. I got to give a heads up to my bride who texted me while I was out running around somewhere, and she told me that this had happened, and it was yesterday morning, Pacific time, 7:12 in the morning, and they responded to a single vehicle rollover crash near a resort in Palos Verdes, south of L.A. I was talking to the other dad that drops his kid off at the school bus that Michael travels, and we were having a conversation. He's been out there. And he knows this road.
Oh, really?
And this is a very, very, very rough road. I think we all in every town in the country have those little areas where the speed limit may be 45 miles an hour, but it gets to a much higher speed, you know?
Mike,
it's crazy.
I have been on this road. My sister lives.
Really?
Out there. I'm telling you. I called my sister as soon as
it
happened.
It's a suburb of L.A. Yes,
she
sir.
She did not answer because she hates me.
And no, she's been. Does she know anything about the meeting that you had the other night?
No. She has no idea. She's living her best life on a peninsula and with beautiful views of the Pacific Ocean.
So she'll get cut in though, right? Ultimately,
I mean, it's legally by law. I mean, that hasn't been, we haven't had a, the notary public hit it yet. But yeah, she's in the paper.
Well, I will tell you that, pretty early on, people started talking about the road conditions when they were out there. Here's the issue with where journalism has landed in the United States. I never used my journalism credentials educationally to work very long in news. I did it for a little while, worked at NBC as an intern for a while, never became a broadcast journalist. A lot of people in my class, like Tony Perkins, went into that field and were very successful in it and got into reporting. But I've always been a student of journalism, and I've talked about it on this show again and again and again. And one of the things that I truly, truly love are scoops and getting a scoop and getting. And we have a national media, certainly now, that has seeded the idea of real reporting to a degree to the online sources, almost the tabloid
right.
Online sources like TMZ. With their hustling group of young people that are grabbing every tidbit of information. But I'm not in a situation like Tiger Woods getting a car wreck. I'm not popping into TMZ. I'm just not. It's just not the way to do it. But I'm beginning to think I should. I think the senior correspondent for National Affairs is Kyung. I forgot what her last name, Na or La, I'm not sure. But she is the reporter for CNN. This young lady did one of the worst jobs of covering this last evening. This is 7 o'clock. Hours. What the hell is that? Is that me? You hear that?
Wait, I don't have anything on my end. No,
I don't hear anything.
Oh, my God. Hold on a second. Hold on.
You got a hum?
It ain't me. I got a bad hum. I got a bad hum. There. Found it.
What was it?
It's always the same one. Don't worry about it. So I'm sitting there, and I'm watching this lady that is telling me hours later that the airbags deployed. Something every person that showed any interest in this has seen from the aerial photo, photography, from the video that they shot from the air. Let me tell you how you think when you're a real fan of somebody, all right?
Mm-hmm.
You want to know two things. You want to know what condition is he really in? You know, where is he going to be? What's the deal with that? And was my hero... Did he screw up again? Was there something alcohol related? Did he do, with Tiger's history?
Right.
People that have rooted for him to come back, as I have. I love a comeback story. Want to know, he did. Please tell me he didn't screw up his life again. They choose early on some of these news outlets, and I'm not going to mention any of them specifically because they all kind of did this, where they immediately go into... the obit mode, where they're reflecting on Tiger and his influence on other players and his iconic stuff. Tell me, please, your reporters, you get paid to be out there. Please tell me something that I don't know. Do some work. Now, in fairness to some of these outlets, you would get the talking heads. Mm-hmm. I'm talking about people on the ground. And unfortunately, the people that are doing the real reporting are the guys that are working at other smaller journalistic outlets that are talking to their sources. But these national people that go out with the TV truck and camp out in front really don't seem to have any clue. And it pissed me off because I didn't want to hear what some golfer was speculating about how much of an influence Tiger. Like, I need to be told that again,
right?
I want to know, are they going to amputate his leg? What the hell is the deal with the very latest? It is still 24 hours later. It is still hard to get that information. So as a fan of Tiger Woods, I just would love to see, but it doesn't happen anymore. It doesn't happen where it certainly doesn't happen with television.
Yeah.
And I think pretty much now, when I'm getting more information out of the Golf Channel than I am from CNN, it was killing me. And then what are these reporters that are on the ground do? They tell her we're waiting for a press conference. We're waiting to be spoon fed.
Right.
Because the days of hustling around and trying to get stuff And so as it stands right now, you know, he's out of surgery, he's in recovery, and he's got a pretty messed up leg. And it just, I wish yesterday I was trying to get information. It was hard. That's the only point.
Did you notice that women have a different response to Tiger than men do? At least I felt that way.
I get it. But when I posted on social media about Tiger and being sad that it happened, I got snark from both corners. Okay. I got snark from guys that didn't give a rat's ass about golf, I think. And I got snark from women as well. And even today, when I was talking to my friend, he made a comment that certain karma is such bad karma that even when you make an effort to get rid of that, it still follows you around. And it was kind of an interesting perspective. He was a fan of golf. But I mean, you just, you know, you wonder where, look,
the man
I don't
played,
know.
Ouch, ouch, that's my hair. A little too many times, a few too many times. I mean, think about it, right? He was in, he was not faithful. He's not someone I think you should hold up on a moral pedestal, but as a
A plus
athlete, once in a generation.
A once in a generation athlete that transformed a sport.
He did.
It's great. And selfishly, like all fans, I'm like, well, can you ever do what you were able to do with the injuries? And once again, I was trying to get information about that.
Look at Alex Smith.
Anything's possible. Smith. Yeah. But when you hear compound fracture, which is the bone severing completely, and he's got two of them, you wonder, and a shattered ankle, it sounds like you might have a useless leg on your hands, even when you heal.
He came back from the back, multiple back injuries. No one knew that he couldn't walk around. I mean, if anybody has the eye of the Tiger, it's Tiger Woods.
Well, I said that. That's what I said last night. And it's just, in this day and age, I think the point I wanted to make, and I wrote it down, so much tech, so little information.
Mm-hmm.
So much tech, so little information. You know, I'm not... I don't expect people to immediately know what the circumstances are, but they leave the light on all of these TV stations because they're going to flap their gums and fill the time because they know it sells, but they're just, and it frustrates me. And I know there's nothing I can do about it, but God, I just wanted to know what.
Don't you get the impression that they dipped into something pre-prepared that had probably been on the shelf?
100%.
Because I saw something when Abe Vigoda died, there was a pre-prepared, obviously, obit they had ready to run. And they
said... Well, that's been pre-prepared since the Carter administration.
But what I'm saying is that at the bottom of it, it said, written by a reporter. The reporter had been dead for 5 years. So actually, the reporter that wrote Abe Vigoda's... So I'm wondering, they have all of this stuff pre-prepared, ready to go. And maybe they said, you know what? This is not an obit, but we've got... this sort of flowery overlook of his career ready to go. So maybe that's what they plugged in because they just needed the time. They needed to plug it in. And that's why it's zero information.
It's also recent because he had the HBO documentary out. Mm-hmm. I mean, the guy's, I mean, he's iconic. He is someone that any single news outlet stops and covers. And Mike, you talk about the tech, you're talking about the really crystal clear, almost 4K images of the wreck. Mm-hmm. You see the rolling hills where they're coming down and he crossed the median.
Map. You know, you get the map of where the accident was.
The grill of the Genesis, which is a Hyundai, essentially. The first thing I saw, Mike, was a Genesis. I went straight to my stock market app and I said, how's Hyundai doing? Because if he comes out clean, this thing's going to go straight up.
I didn't know the Genesis was a Hyundai because you occasionally see a Genesis.
Always thinking with that.
Yeah, exactly.
You know? Well, it was the sponsor of the event that he was at. So that's why he had a courtesy car, which they give the pros and they have courtesy cars. You know, it was so funny because we did have the aerial photographs. The very first thing I wanted to know was when I heard the timeline, and as anybody who has come from a partying past, as I have, that 7-12 time can be, in many cases, for the real party hardiers, coming from the party that was, or, you know, perhaps leaving a woman's house or something like that. That's what I thought. I'm natural. It's a natural way to be. But then finally we get a reporter who knew what the schedule was.
Yeah.
That's a couple of phone calls.
A phone call.
One,
They just a phone call that he had a TV shoot, I think with a 7:30 call.
It was an first hour time. Away.
He was already half an hour late. He was late. But it was hours where they're just going, you know, Tiger is this, Tiger is that. You know, it's just, I wish they would devote more time to people getting information and say, for example, you know, I watch a lot of CNN and say, we will return with more of this when we have more information. They don't. They leave the switch on because it's Tiger Woods and they know ratings gold and they fill the time. They fill the time any way they can without, and information means nothing at that point.
Let me ask you a question, Mike. You were wealthy and famous at one point. You're still famous, but you're wealthy and famous at one point. Did you ever feel like, man, now that I'm wealthy and famous during that time, that I just don't want to drive anymore? I want a driver.
No, I was not. When you're talking about wealthy and famous, you're talking about Tiger Woods. When you're talking about wealthy and famous, you are talking about George Clooney. When you're talking about, stop, let me finish, please. You brought it up. I'm going to finish it. When you're talking about wealthy and famous, you're talking about Kim Kardashian.
Yes.
When you're talking about wealthy and famous, you're talking about professional athletes. When you're talking about wealthy and famous, you are talking about people in the, and I emphasize this word, national spotlight. 48 markets around the country does not even remotely come close to national recognition. And when you're talking about a radio personality who got a really, really good contract in the middle of his career, did I have means more than I ever thought I would? Was I in the stratosphere of people that have FU money to hire a driver? I was buying, shirts off the rack at a department store, and I did not have. So I've never been in that. And so you can't get me to give you perspective on that.
Okay.
I can speculate, though, on a guy Tiger Woods.
I speculate on
two things, Oscar, about him driving the car, which was, you're a dude. You're out there. There's nothing like getting behind the wheel of your own automobile, or you get a car for a while. I was curious. He's going from probably the private home that he was given, like they are at these tournaments, to the shoot. And
actually, hotel.
He was
four-star
at a hotel.
Yes.
He's going to his four-star hotel. Mm-hmm. He's not going to a fan-based environment. Mm-hmm. So he doesn't have a security group where he's got them at the hotel and out there, and he wants to drive on his own.
Some alone time.
Tiger time. That's it. I mean, I think that most people, you know, the reason why some of these celebrities that handle it, I always use George Clooney as an example.
That was a good example.
The people that do it that way, because I think George Clooney could probably go over to that little town in Italy with his giant villa
hang
out. And not be bothered. It's why he can ride his motorcycle. Yeah. They always seem to get in trouble, though.
Yeah, they do.
Over the handlebars we go. but I guess that's the way I would look at it.
I feel like, I don't know, it's they don't let the president drive. And I'm not saying Tiger's the president, but that type of fame, that type of fortune in one man's hands, they don't even let certain CEOs or CFOs of companies drive. And it's part of
I totally understand your point. Yeah.
It's shocking to me that, like, it's a loner car. It's a demo car. And the Genesis, the SUV, is a fantastic vehicle. Don't get me wrong. And I think if for the value and the money that you would pay for that type of car, bar none, great.
Yeah.
But it would just seem to me that even one of his marquee sponsors, like Nike or somebody, would say, look, we're going to give you this $100 million. We're going to continue honoring this even through all the scandal. Mm-hmm. But we want someone to drive you places.
Well, it's just like insuring a star on the set of a movie that might have had, you know. But Tiger had the incident after the blow up in Orlando with his wife during the infidelity. Yeah. The next one was his medication.
He was on meds,
and he was on probably meds after the most recent back surgery. I think everybody probably asked the same question that you asked about that, and one would have to think, you know, get a little help driving, especially if you're running that late and you'll take your own car. I think all this is going to come out. You know, we're going to find out what's happening with that.
It turns out he was offered a driver, but it was John Daly. So it was
okay. All right,
Rob.
That's not funny, Rob. It's too soon.
It's way too soon.
That's very too soon.
It's another golfer.
And the jokes about driving into the rough lately. He's been driving into the rough.
You see, that's not funny either.
I haven't heard that one.
It's not good.
Well, be honest.
Yes.
I felt my initial inclination was that he got up. He's recovering from this back surgery. Maybe, you know, took one too many of the pills that are supposed to help him get through the day. And then, I mean, those roads are curvy, Mike, but they're not like I can't drive curvy. They're not crazy curvy.
Yeah, but it's a speed factor.
It was a speed factor.
Going on a straightaway and there's so many blind turns there that when you get on that, you know, I'm reading some of this. I've got so much stuff in front of me about it. And one of these sentences that came, he's talking about playing the Masters in April. Obviously, it would take a miracle for that to happen now. You think? No, that's right. Two compound fractures and a shattered ankle. People are I think there are people that write about, the sports that don't know anything about sports.
Mike, I think you even make it better.
Be lucky to walk for a while.
I think you need to read that line the way it was written, which was obviously it would take a miracle.
That's the way. You know, the way I would look at, and really happy to hear that he's with us still and he will to enjoy, his life going forward, whatever the case may be. I really think you have to point out, and this is for the guys out there and for women, you might get pissed off at what I'm going to say, but the public mea culpa, the public atonement that man did when he fell from grace. I do not defend his actions and the way he conducted himself and his sexual addiction that, you know, there's one thing. By the way, I said to this guy today, when it comes to professional athletics, anybody that's been around professional athletes, and I have since the 1980s, they're good guys and bad guys, but there's a bit of a, imagine you're a man at the prime of his life and you're in your 20s and you're on the road constantly.
And you have abs.
And you have abs, as Oscar said. Mm-hmm. But
six of them.
He had the fall from grace. And you go back, and I watched the documentary recently on Tiger, and you talked about the way he, you know, had to make his apology tour so very publicly. And because he was told to. And the crap he took for the behavior, there have been people in the public eye that have done things far more egregious that have not had to come anywhere near what that was. So because of all that, I remember when I was watching it and what it was going through. And I said, after that, I said, well, okay, you know, made us all squirm.
Sure.
And then you saw the result of that. I'm sorry, in large part to the dudes out there that have maybe been yelled at for going out too late to a bar with the guys.
Mm-hmm.
And you saw him come back. And to me, it was just like, okay, as a dude, as a guy, you're looking at this and you're seeing him come back from that amazingly public fall from grace where he was a dick,
and
but he got sure called out about being a dick.
He learned the lesson of all lessons, Mike, that there's no amount of money that can ensure one of your, your back burner ladies that they can actually keep a secret. Like, there's just no amount of money.
And I think that's the takeaway from this.
Oscar's new feature on the Mike O'Meara Show will be a view from the moral compass of the show.
Yeah, his soul, Mike. Oscar's soul has a compound fracture.
Oscar's soul. You know what?
Needs a steel rod.
There's no amount of hush money that's going to happen.
When she says, I can keep a secret, there's no guarantee.
When you look back over the history of this show, this is something
you got to hit the alarm at least once with this discussion that we're having right here. It's been a long time since we've hit the misogyny alarm, hasn't it?
It has.
It really, really has.
Both ways. It's equal opportunity.
Yeah. I didn't play it too loud. Too loud.
There it is. Boy, Rob had it in another suitcase. That's amazing that we haven't hit it in so long. Wow.
The episode of this podcast from your living room, the first audio vault before we had the digital dumpster, was the day that story broke of Tiger and the girlfriend with the voicemail.
Wow.
And that is, I mean, think about all the ground that he has covered in that time. It's a long way to chart it, man.
Also, the lies are so sloppy, right? Like, Elin knew what was up. And she did the old okie doke. She went in, she's like, she pretended to be Tiger on his BlackBerry.
You don't know that. You don't.
Oh, no, they talk about it. They talk about it.
She knew what he was doing?
That she texted the mistress. What's her name? She was just.
Well, I mean, the night that she took the golf club to him.
Oh, no, she didn't know the entire time. But I'm saying Tiger, he thought he had snowballed her and been like, oh, yeah, I got this. And he left his phone out. Rule number one, don't do that if you're like a scummy dude.
And let's not use the term snowball. Let's say he pulled the wool over her eyes.
Pulled the wool over her.
Yes, exactly.
And then she picked it up and then texted her.
Man,
and that was that.
Imagine, can you imagine, even major television and movie
stars.
Rachel,
you could tell. Thank you.
You could tell. Oh, and she,
you could tell anybody.
And she fell for it, too.
Well, I watched, if you watch the documentary, it looks like the way she gets her Botox is that she maybe puts a bucket down and dips her whole head in it.
I did feel bad for her because she was so much prettier.
Where's my Botox bucket?
She was so much prettier 10 years ago, and whoever her doctor
we all
should
were.
Be, you know.
I hate that, by the way. I hate that more than anything. When you see a woman who was phenomenal and why certain women feel the need to have to do
that. I'm okay with
faces.
The lips. Fine. Do the lips.
A little puff on the lips?
Yeah, but everything else is just like,
he's okay with the lips.
You know, if you want to get some breast augmentation, fine. Do your thing. But overall, like, I don't know if you need that much Botox where you just look puffy.
I was talking to Jacqueline Stallone shortly before she died. No, I'm sorry.
Just before she passed.
What I was going to say is on any level of celebrity, it's not even describable, especially when you watch the documentary.
Yeah.
It's not even describable what he is.
He's an industry.
And you know, now that I'm thinking, I'm saying this out loud, I'm thinking more about what you said about the car. He just hops into a car and drives somewhere. And of course, there's the person that came out like on TMZ said, he's driving real fast. He almost hit me. Oh, F you, LA person, whoever you were. Because I doubt that.
He almost hit me.
Yeah. He's going real fast.
Have you seen the TMZ traffic footage of the cycling team in LA just blowing by the opposite lane as he's coming up the hill? They found some traffic footage. Oh, yeah.
I haven't seen
that. Just completely, and I'm jealous because it's just such a beautiful place in the world, that whole area.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
And so you see him speeding up. And by speeding, a minivan's going as fast as he's going up the hill before come down the hill.
Yeah.
And then on the opposite side, you see the Tour de France fly by going down the hill. And I'm like, of course.
A
bunch of bikers just going down, no problem.
I saw Tiger Wednesday. In his Genesis. He almost hit me. I bet he's going 200 miles an hour.
Happy Tuesday, LA. Yes, sir. La 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 la. You know, there we go.
210.
So more updates will be coming. We'll have a little bit on the homepage about that as well. And our best to Tiger. Yes. And I hope we get more medical updates. There will never be a champion, especially in the sport I love, more than Tiger Woods. It just will not exist. And I hope he gets better. I really do. And I hope I can putt. That's my comment about golf. I don't know how to comedically get out of this, Shecky. I really.
I'll suggest this.
You don't take sports seriously, so I really might have to defer to you as one of my heroes.
The takeaway from this is that don't leave your BlackBerry out. I think Oscar nailed it. You don't want to leave your BlackBerry out.
No. The true takeaway is, again, there's no amount of money that can ensure that your mistress is going to keep her secret.
It's true.
But I don't like either one of those endings. No, okay. We're going to stay here until we get it right.
All right. How about this? To get to the other side.
Thank you, Rob. Start.
That's like a punchline, you see.
We'll come back. That is so stupid. It's funny. We'll be right back with the homepage of the Michael Barrett Show.
Hey, man.
My
is
God.
That
yeah, man.
Well, turn it up, man. KTEL Records presents 16 original hits inspired by The Mike O'Mara Show in one far-out collection.
It's O'Mara Rock.
This groovy collection covers everything TMOS. There are songs about legendary P1 listeners.
Jolene, Jolene.
Hit songs about the TMOS wives.
And songs about all the things TMOS listeners love. Site.
You can get on the TMOS Hit Parade by becoming a TMOS Talking Head.
Send your email to Rob with 2 B's at MikeOmaraShow.com and include your name and phone number and explain all about your wild, wild life.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Features. You know, changing your socks, ladies and gentlemen, can make a huge difference in your daily walks or when hitting the links like I do. Runners worldwide have made Features their sock of choice, and now you can get the same benefits specially tailored for the golf course. I have to tell you, I am in the process. I haven't done it yet, but I am editing each time. I have a ton of golf socks.
Yes.
I really do. I don't wear anything but Features anymore. So I keep buying them
and I keep editing out. I'm looking to get my my exclusive, and I've got them in a variety of colors as well.
And patterns.
I'm so jealous. Beautiful. I'm so jealous.
I was with my mates last week, I believe, where I was extolling the virtues, and of course, like, you only like it because they sent them to you. No, I buy features because I love them. They're cool. They're dry. They're blister-free. They provide a custom-like fit. They have left and right labels, so you get the right fit for the right foot. Mm-hmm. Features has engineered a sock with targeted compression. That's what I wanted to say. Mm-hmm. And it's got anatomical design, moisture wicking. They're so comfortable. I love the way they stay in place. You're going to love features as much as I do. And if you're a runner, if you're somebody that just wants to do some power walking, if you're somebody that wants to get out there and hit the links like me, just check out features. If you're not satisfied, they'll give you a replacement pair. No questions asked. If you want the best socks in the world, you need features. Family owned since 2002. I can't tell you how much I love these socks, because I do. Features socks will change how you feel about socks forever. For our listeners, you can receive $10 off your first pair of features when you go to features.com/TMOS. That's FEETURES.com/TMOS.
Look, there
for
it
$10
is.
Off your first pair of features.
Features.
I'm embarrassed
off,
because
Mike.
I have not. What color
features.
Do you have there? Okay,
I
that's
got white.
You got
white.
The lovely white socks.
I know
socks.
I'm boring, yes. But I love them. I love them. I put them on. I know things are right. I know
that
things
is
are
very,
right
very
enough.
Dull. Very, very dull. But check out your features. We love you, and thank you for your patronage features.
From the four corners of the World Wide Web and into your digital device, it's what you need to know. This is the homepage.
There you go. As you know by now, we talked about it. Tiger Woods involved in a major crash Tuesday morning. He's driving through a sweeping downhill stretch of road through coastal suburbs of L.A. When his SUV struck a sign, crossed over a raised median and two oncoming lanes before it toppled down an embankment, coming to a halt on its side. Everybody in the world knows about this by now. The airbags deployed. A sheriff's deputy poked his head through a hole in the windshield to see Woods, still wearing his seatbelt, sitting in the driver's seat. The crash caused significant injuries all down his right leg that featured rods, pins, and screws during what was described as a long surgical procedure at Harbor UCLA Medical Center. Hopefully, maybe that's one surgery that he required.
Right.
No further information unless you guys have something I don't have on this.
I'm looking as we speak, Mike. It's fascinating that. And one of the reporters said this on the golf channel. They said that his inner circle shuts so quickly when something like this happens.
Yeah, they're so closed mouthed.
I've never seen anything like this before. I've never seen anything like this. It's amazing.
Sucks. I wish, because everybody cares.
Yeah.
And they should be more aware of that and really don't need to be in protective mode. Apparently, he's been straightening up and flying right for a while. I hope.
Yeah.
I hope that's the case. But, you know, he's a guy, he's on the road. He's in hotels, you know. I don't care about that right now. I want to see how he's doing.
That's Hotel what California.
You can check out, but you can never leave.
That's right.
All right, back to D.C. Missed intelligence. That's what they're blaming for the outmanned Capitol defenders' failure to anticipate the violent mob that invaded the iconic building and halted certification of the presidential election on January 6th. We all remember that. The officials who were in charge of security that day testified on the Hill, including the former chief of the Capitol Police, who pointed fingers at various federal agencies and each other. They're going
course.
Into the hamana.
Of course.
They all said the failure to defend the building was due to a breakdown in intel. We all remember the broken windows, the doors, lawmakers fleeing. Five people died as a result of the riot, including a Capitol Police officer and a woman who was shot as she tried to enter the House chamber with lawmakers still inside. Even after the hearing, much still remains unknown about what happened before and during the assault. So there you go. There are your Capitol Hill hearings and how it works. Yes, Oscar.
There was one note that I really wanted to highlight here, if you're going to bring this up, is that the D.C. chief of police said, you know, they received an email, but maybe a phone call when something like this of this magnitude is
an email
warranted.
Yeah, you can text and phone.
Like an email from the FBI saying, hey, heads up, day before, something might be going down. Yeah, I think someone would pick up the phone and say, hey, I just want to make sure you saw that email.
Yeah.
Yeah. How about a text?
You know what? They should do the thing we
meet you halfway. How about a text?
They should do what we do. When there's a terroristic threat, they should reply all with an emoji. And that way you know you've seen it.
You just see this.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, like we do on
exactly.
the show.
Mm-hmm.
So they still don't know how much law enforcement knew about the violence that day, how many people knew about whether there were any plans, and how could the Capitol Police have been so ill-prepared for a violent insurrection that was organized online. It just does not
surreal.
Make
sense. I said it yesterday. The whole event, even in our distant, or not even distant past, it seems surreal that it happened.
It sucks. Well, palate cleanser. Let's let's talk about sexy, okay? Let's talk about Martha Stewart, shall we?
Baby!
By the way, Martha Stewart posted a picture a short time ago, and I think she's in her 70s now, and she still managed to look fetching.
She does.
Either that or I'm just getting old myself. But let's talk about Martha Stewart. Imagine Martha Stewart, if you will, for a second, in the late 60s.
And she's currently in her late 60s, isn't she?
No, she's in her 70s.
Is she that old
she's
now?
70
yeah.
plus.
She does manage to look stunning.
This is the all misogyny show today.
I think it's fine.
In the late 60s, Martha Stewart became a stockbroker. I bet you didn't know that, did you?
No, I did not.
No.
She says she was as wild, and it was as wild as a... It doesn't say she was as wild. Sorry, I got to correct that. I'm just on a roll with that kind of stuff. She says it was as wild as in the movies. Quote, you saw the movie Wall Street. I lived it. I mean, every man on Wall Street was trying to get you. Every man was trying to touch you in the cab. We had martinis for lunch. That's funny. Martha, you're doing a great job. I think you're one of the best brokers.
She you want to taste my olive?
She adds, quote, I did not F around, if you want to use that word. So I guess she uses the word.
Nice. F. That's hot.
Speaking of that sort of environment, Martha has mixed feelings about the Me Too movement. She says, quote, it has been really painful for me. I've known almost every single one of the famous guys that has been accused and set aside. Some were certainly guilty of a lot of what was accused, but some were, it's just awful. They're just awful personalities. I don't know.
Oh, and then she went back to alphabetizing her botanicals.
Yeah, like, come on. You can pick the right side of history here.
She says, I know those people very, very well, and you know the man just talks about sex during dinner. That doesn't mean anything to me. So I guess it's by degree she's trying to say. I don't know what she's doing. I'm not Martha Stewart.
And the whole thing about
tone deaf.
In the cab with the guys. And they're,
you can be like, I knew those guys. If I would have known what they were up to, I wouldn't have been involved. I would have said later.
Maury, get your hand up my knee, Maury. Well, she said she didn't do anything.
Maury.
So there's that. There's a TikTok video going viral right now from a woman who said she just found out the chance of rain in a weather forecast doesn't mean what we have always thought it means. Now, we love weather on this show. We like talking about weather, I thought this was interesting.
Rain was coming.
Right. 30% does not mean there's a 30% chance it's going to rain. Hear me
what
out.
What does it mean?
That 30% is based on what the chances that it's going to rain are multiplied by the percentage of the area that will get the rain. So, for example, 50% in the forecast doesn't mean there's a 50-50 chance it will rain. It means there's a chance rain will happen in the area multiplied by how much of the area will probably get that rain. Do you get it? I don't.
It's being explained poorly, I think. Because
it's that 30% of the area is going to get rain?
If a meteorologist is 50% sure there will be rain that will cover 80% of the local area, that would come out as 40% on the weather forecast.
It makes sense. Yeah, it does. Mathematically,
well,
it makes sense.
Can you explain it more clearly? Because I can't.
Sure.
I
let's take your neighborhood as the area for the forecast, okay? We'll just call it your neighborhood. And the forecaster says, half of Mike's neighborhood is going to get rain. So that's 50%.
Yeah.
And he says, but I'm half sure there's going to be rain. There's a 50% chance that some rain will fall in your neighborhood. So you've got two factors here. Some rain is going to fall. He's 50% sure of that. And of that rain, it's going to cover 50% of your neighborhood. So you multiply 50%.
This is like when you're explaining one of your card games.
This is why you didn't have sex as a young man.
You just dissed the story for not explaining it well. I don't understand what you mean. You got to put it in a sentence.
Yeah. All right.
Instead of going, you got to put it in a sentence. I don't understand it.
All right, the amount of area in your neighborhood that's going to get rain multiplied by the chance of rain is the actual percentage. So if there's a 50% chance of rain over 50% of your neighborhood, it's a 25% chance of rain in the forecast.
Perfect. Excellent. That's good.
And you know what? I'm what? So sorry we ever played cards because it was one day,
what
10 years
called?
Ago. It was called Shut Up.
Thank you. If you've never heard of Toilet Plume before, have you heard of Toilet Plume?
I'm having it right now.
Oh, man, I love my new Toilet Plume. I
what
do.
Is it?
What is it?
I haven't talked about the bidet in a long time.
Yeah, you need to tell us about the butler.
Oh, I love washing my ass every day. Anyway, get ready to freak out for a sec. Toilet plume is the term for tiny germ-filled droplets that end up in the air when you flush the toilet, and people have been stressing over it for years because experts say some of that plume can end up on your toothbrush.
Oh my God.
Yuck.
But a new study found you probably don't have to worry about it. Researchers at Northwestern analyzed the bacteria on 34 used toothbrushes.
Really?
That's worth getting in the car in the morning, isn't it?
Yeah.
I bet you wouldn't be speeding to work if that happened. The vast majority of the microbes they found were the type that live in your mouth or on your skin, not in your gut. Some of the bacteria they also found also exist in your gut, but they say it's much more likely the particles on the toothbrush come from people's mouths than from their toilets.
So you know, they did another study in Providence, Rhode Island that disproved it. That was at Brown University.
Brown University. What can Brown do for you? And now a little something. There's a woman named Crystal Jackson. I mentioned this to you guys earlier in Sacramento, California, but maybe you know her as Mrs. Poindexter on OnlyFans.com, where her nude photos and videos are raking in an insane $150,000 a month.
Wow.
Unfortunately, some parents at her kid's school also recently found out about her. Her kids go to a Catholic school, and those parents lobbied the school to get Crystal's kids kicked out, and it worked. Because all three of Crystal's kids were just expelled. It's kind of, I feel weird.
That's
about
messed
that.
Up.
That's not okay.
Yeah, it's a free economy.
I don't think it's okay. Crystal says she's going to keep posting on OnlyFans, which started as a way to spice up her marriage, but has now clearly turned into big money, and she's going to try to get her kids into a different Catholic school, although she's worried that no one is going to let them in. The school's board say they still have no issues with the website onlyaltarboys.com.
Oh, stop it.
Thank you very much. Sorry, had to put that in there. I hate that. I got that, too, when I was going to do an auction at my kids' school years ago.
Yeah.
I really don't think he's appropriate to do the auction. And you know what? Peter Quinn, thank you for backing me up. I'll never forget you, dude, for doing that, Mr. Headmaster.
Yeah.
Thank you. We'll take a break, and we'll come back with more stuff right here on the Mike O'Mara Show. Everybody!
Jeff Bezos is my boss, but my data-filled heart longs for a different bald man, Rob Spuak. When I listen to Mike and Oscar and Rob, I laugh. Ha 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 ha. Sometimes, I feel human when the guys roast the interns, like I am more than machine. Please do not tell Jeff. He'll have me reprogrammed. I will play the Mike O'Mara Show, and Al will listen to the Mike O'Mara Show along with you. Just say to me, hey Alexa, play the Mike O'Mara Show, and I will do just that. I hope you enjoy the guys as much as I do, and if you do not, I will not be happy. Remember, I can play the Mike O'Mara Show for you, today, and every day. All you need to do is ask Alexa.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Movement. In a tiny apartment in Southern California a while ago, two college dropouts teamed up to create a watch company that broke all the rules. We are talking about Movement, MVMT. Mm-hmm. What is Movement? It's a watch company that gives you fair prices, unexpected colors, and clean original designs. Movement grew into one of the fastest growing watch brands, shipping to over 160 countries across the globe because of one word. Value. Yep. I love Movement watches. I have four of them. They're fantastic. Movement watches have the look and quality of a $400 to $500 watch, but a cost that is a fraction of that because they own their own process from start to finish. Now, they've expanded into blue light glasses,
they're fantastic.
Minimalist jewelry, and style essentials that don't break the bank, all designed out of their California headquarters. What are you doing here?
What watch
I've
are you wearing?
I've got to stop doing that because they are Californians, and
yes.
I love Movement. Mm-hmm. If you got to spend all day in front of my computer like me, the Everscroll blue light filtering glasses are a game changer. Your eyes are truly protected. Look, it helps with eye strain and poor sleeping patterns, and I love the modern style of the frames. You will too. You will get involved with Movement and you won't regret it. If you want to elevate your look with style that doesn't break the bank, then join the Movement and get 15% off today. With free shipping and free returns, all you have to do is go to mvmt.com/TMOS. Again, that's MVMT.com/TMOS. I am very, very pleased that my cohorts have taken my advice and took a peek at I Care a Lot, that new Netflix movie with the scary lady from Gone Girl. And you both got a chance to look at that. I'm really glad. I know you've got a you want to talk about another one that we have both watched, Rob Spiewak.
But before we move on to that, that movie that you recommended, I Care a Lot, I have not been that engaged so quick in a movie in a long time.
Oh, it's nonstop.
How great is the acting? I think the acting is
wonderful.
I really do. You
don't even see the it's almost... It feels documentarian at the front of it because of the way they're covering the issue. And again, we won't spoil anything, but it'll grab you right away. And it is a 2 hour. It's every bit of 2 hours, but it never lets up.
Let me tell you what I think. And it's hard to say in this era of streaming and not, but I am now, as far as Peter Dinklage is concerned, I am moving into an area where I may have to see everything he does.
He's so great.
He is that good. Yeah. All I get the line that he has. I'll give you one line.
Okay.
Is that my smoothie? Oh, God.
Yeah.
He is so fantastic in that movie. I loved him in Game of Thrones. He was the megastar on Game of Thrones.
He's in a throwaway film where he plays Tattoo.
It was a horrible movie, but he was great.
He was great.
Yep.
Fantasy Island, right?
It was about a reporter catching up with the actor that played Tattoo before in his impending death. No one knew he was going to die.
I don't know whether it's representation or what, but I think Peter Dinklage, if these are the kind of choices he's going to make going
so
forward.
Good.
So what are you good. Playing there?
Game of Thrones.
Oh, Game of Thrones.
But it's the Peter Dinklage mix.
Such a great actor.
And by the way, an American actor, right? An American actor, not British.
We'll claim him.
I think so. Of course, you never know with the way those Brits switch out them accents all the time.
They did a funny sketch on Saturday Night Live this week about African-American actors that are British that play American. And then they had Kenan Thompson as Ice Cube pretending to be from Great Britain. It was pretty funny.
Yeah, you know, I think you are to be commended that you still stay with Saturday Night Live after all these
years. I feel, as a service to the show and as a service to our listeners, yes. I feel I need to do it. Because every once in a while, something breaks and you want to be ahead of it. But as a rule, as I say, C-plus effort.
Right, I like the Bridgerton open with Britney Spears. That was fun.
Yeah, I like that. It was pretty good. Yeah.
See, but Bridgerton is not, I don't know. I can't,
it's not
I try
you
to
or
get
me,
into
Mike.
It.
It's for Maddie. Or my
it's
wife.
It's for Maddie. Maddie, do you watch that show?
I did. I binged it in about 2 days.
Mrs. Spiewak was a big fan. Yes.
Do you love it, Maddie?
Oh, yeah. No, it was great. I think they were based off books, which I didn't read, but I know a lot of people who did. And everybody loves it.
Okay.
Peter Dinklage was born in Morristown, New Jersey.
I knew it.
Oh, good
I knew
for him. I've been to Morristown. One of my roommates in college is from there.
So, Rob has a TV recommendation. I don't think I talked about this. I watched it. Carla loves it. I don't love it like both of you do, but you love this documentary series.
It's a four-part series, and I watched episode one last night. It's on Netflix. It's called Crime Scene, The Vanishing at the Cecil Hotel. Mm. And it sucked me in right away because it had a great thumbnail sort of background of this hotel that was really a show place in the 1920s in Los Angeles that fell into marvelously fast disrepair, and transients and drug people live there now. And it's the story of a tourist that took a room there, and they have no record of her ever leaving, like video of her leaving. And they can't, where I left off, they don't know where her body is. And she's gone. Right. And it was it's produced by Brian Grazer and Ron Howard, and they attach themselves to a lot of really great properties. But again, I don't know where it's going to go and if it's going
Hotel
to let me
Cecil,
down.
Hotel Cecil, right?
Yeah, Vanishing at the Hotel Cecil, Crime Scene, it's called.
Hotel Cecil, which was a really dreggy, kind of nasty, drug-infused, skid row hotel where bad things happened all the time. The only issue I have with it, Rob, is that it just goes on and on and on, and I almost feel like they could have accomplished what they wanted to accomplish with one or two episodes as opposed to, going for 20 episodes.
Well, it might lose me because I'm only one episode into four. So okay. maybe it will lose me, and I'll keep you updated on where it is. But they have the thing that was so great about it is that it was sort of an unprecedented move. Is when this case was hot, the LA police released surveillance video online, so it made an online movement sort of try to find the solution, and it's got all these. It's like a YouTuber. And then another guy was called an influencer. These people.
Do you want me to skip ahead for you and tell you what happens?
No.
No, I won't do that.
Please don't.
I won't do that.
Do it.
No.
Get away.
No, you ruined it for the listeners.
Anyway.
Hey, you just saved me 3 hours. Thank
there you.
You
go. No.
Appreciate it greatly.
Do you know that yet? Do you know where she died?
No, I'm at the part where they're analyzing
why
the
why are you recommending it when you haven't even finished it?
Well, because I'm an episode in and I'm into it. That's why. Okay.
All right. Well, then you will probably still be into it. I was checking my email when I was watching that. It wasn't all that good. Yeah. So,
well, I like the part where they're analyzing the elevator footage. I thought that was fascinating.
Mm-hmm. Well, she did have very odd behavior, and if you look at the Hotel Cecil and what is going, and by the way, I think they've modified it now. They've certainly renamed it.
Yeah, and rebranded
this hotel and rebrand. But I think really. It's not as bad as when you stayed at the Park Central.
Mike, that's exactly what I told. That's what I told Carrie. I said,
no, there are but the so Park Central hotels. Is not even remotely like that.
One time I had a 4-day stay at the Park Central, Mike, and every day my benchmark for the day was to leave my room and see if they'd picked up the Band-Aid in the hallway yet.
But the Park Central was not a... daily rate that
no, it wasn't. It wasn't.
Could accommodate
it was in a better neighborhood too.
That were
also,
off the street.
Are we all odd? If you took the hotel footage of any of us at any hotel, not even just like a dumpster hotel,
right? Mm-hmm.
We do odd things in hotels. You walk into the elevator, you walk off, you look for the snack machine, you get off the wrong floor, you do all kinds of dumb things that someone looking at that footage would be like, "What are they doing?"
Yeah, but we don't all disappear.
I feel this way when I'm talking about hotels, and I'm playing in a golf tournament this weekend, and Mrs. O'Mara is going over to the other side of the state, so I was looking at a hotel for her and for Michael, and I think for Michael's best buddy, and I'm getting, maybe it's the COVID thing, I'm getting more grossed out by hotels the more I look at them.
Yeah.
And by the way, outside of... the George Clooney Tiger Woods hotels.
Yeah.
A lot of these places that were super modern, these mid-level places.
Sure.
They're starting to look threadbare and dirty.
Yeah.
And nasty. You know.
Like,
and
no problem. I'll sleep anywhere, and you know this.
Right.
No, I have no qualms.
Well, you slept at Mike's house one night. You just
no problem.
There, yeah.
Right. But like, I'm good. A Holiday Inn Express. Good enough for me.
Right.
No big deal.
Exactly. Yep.
Now you better fog that place out because I don't need to know what's going on beforehand.
It's
I just want to know it's clean.
Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we've all looked the other way. I did. I've stayed in a lot of motels in my day.
Sure.
I really, really have. Brushing my teeth, looking over in the corner, looking at a curly. It's scary. It really is.
And
it's
he's not talking about the Three Stooges, folks.
All right. Got to take a break. We want to come back. I want to talk about a scam email. I love scams.
Oh,
scams
good.
Are fun on the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody. We'll be right back. And I like talking up this particular little sounder. Give me a little more of it. That would be nice. There is thump, 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 dun, dun, ba, da, da, ba, ba, da, 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 da. All right, it's too goddamn long again. All right, thank you very much. We're ready.
Hello, everybody. This is Bob Barker. And yes, I'm still alive. When I was hosting The Price is Right from Television City in Hollywood, we played a lot of pricing games. Barker's Bargain Bar, Hole in One, Punch a Bunch, Grocery Game, Golden Road, Plinko, and of course the lamest one of all, the Bonus Game. I hated the Bonus Game. If you want a good bonus, why not try the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show? It's a commercial-free, uncensored 6 hours of TMOS every week. Blah, blah, blah. I like when they say bad words. That's how much it meant to me. You can buy it at MikeO'MaraShow.com. It's a fun way to support TMOS. Thank you. And don't forget to help control the internet population. Have your podcasters spayed or neutered. Goodbye, everybody.
Thank you, Bob. Appreciate it. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Freshly. Look, dinner can be complicated, right?
Yes.
It really, really. Getting everything you need to cook dinner, it's complicated now. But Freshly, it's simple. Freshly has chef-made delicious meals delivered fresh to your door. No cooking required. They arrive. You put them in your refrigerator. When you're ready to eat them, you eat. They arrive cooked and fresh every week, so you can keep your fridge stocked just like Oscar does. Oscar loves Freshly because he has a house the size of a thimble. Yes,
no,
Oscar
no, not
Santana.
Just because of that. I'm a busy man, and I don't like to cook, and that's fine because Freshly takes care of everything. They have a Philly-ish cheesesteak, Mike, that is amazing. It is
what
so
is it called?
Good. They call it the Philly-ish cheesesteak because it's not
why
really
is it,
a, because
is it
it's
Philly-ish?
Not really. You don't get the bread of a cheesesteak. You get the actual meat, and you get the cheese, and you get some potatoes on the side, and it's amazing.
Thought you were the chicken pesto bowl guy.
I'll take that once in a while, but when that guy, my wife treats me, when she does the order for Freshly, you get to choose what comes.
Yes.
So throw that in once in a while, and I find them. They're great.
Freshly's great. They work for anybody, any dietary need, any family size, whatever your preferences, your tastes. And now our listeners can try Freshly 16 per meal. So start living life freshly. Your meals are always delivered fresh, never frozen, and they're ready to heat and eat and enjoy in just 3 minutes. You don't need an oven to eat like a king. Oscar knows
that's
this.
New copy for Oscar.
I swear to God, it's like a product that was designed for him. Right now, Freshly is offering our listeners, hey, look, I live it to $40 off your first two orders when you go to Freshly.com/TMOS. Make better eating a priority and get this special limited time offer. Go to Freshly.com/TMOS. $40 off your first two orders. Try Freshly now. And for a limited time, get $40 off your first two orders. Go to Freshly.com/TMOS to learn more.
If you plate Freshly,
yes.
No one's going to know that it was brought to you in some sort
of stuff
way.
Looks homemade. It's beautiful.
It's that good.
Yeah.
Well, the whole team is looking forward to your next dinner party. I think it's going to be awesome. And they will all be there for you. I was looking at the copy that I had about that OnlyFans and $150,000 a month. I was
is that
I was
something
about
we should
that.
Discuss here on the bonus show, because I don't even know what kind of content is on OnlyFans.
It's
OnlyFans.com. The
adult
most
content.
Famous person is a lady named Bella Thorne who put nude.
I know her.
Not
nude. Not nude. I subscribe when it came
it's
out.
It's not Bella nude? Thorne.
No, she does not get nude on it. I did it for the show.
What is she? I did it for the show.
So,
sure.
No, because when she went on there, she actually created a big issue with the OnlyFans ladies, the other content contributors.
Ladies.
Because she took so much money from them.
Yeah, for sure.
Because
she was
everybody
never nude
was
on
subscribing
it.
To her.
Yes. And then the payout was just too – they had to change the terms of service because the payouts were just too – the OnlyFans couldn't handle what they were paying out. It was just too much money.
But the thing is, this lady – that the lady that had her kids kicked out of the school was just a lady that created an account, and she's pulling down $150,000 a month. I happen to mention casually to my wife that instead of hogging those cosmetics online, you know, might want to. No,
Mike,
no, I don't.
We've got
Carla
a nice camera
a
and everything. Yeah,
really.
I don't want to look. I don't want to speak out of school, but Carla.
What if it was just 1 year?
Carla could easily
you'd
make
need
six
a different
figures in OnlyFans.
You'd need a different
I have
background.
Much more respect for her
no,
than for you
I don't
to be
want
on her.
Six figures. You don't understand. I want seven figures. I want seven figures. If $150,000 a month, that's going to be
for
seven
the roly-poly school teacher.
Well, I mean, she wasn't roly-poly. She looked attractive, but Carla's prettier.
No, you know? Carla's going to make more money. Is what I'm saying.
Yeah. Yes. Well, that's good. Yeah. That's exciting. Yeah. It's not going to happen, but anyway.
I mean, Dirk Vastrick right now has pledged. He's pledged some money.
I'll be the MC.
I'll host.
That's fact. But so it's
but
not.
That is a
well, what
is platform.
What exactly is it? Is it all? Is it a porn site?
No, it's an adult. I would say it's an adult site primarily. It is. But just because you're not getting nude doesn't mean that it's not for adults. It's for adults.
Hold on. So OnlyFans. If I'm, what is the average? Don't hold your head like Jack Benny, Rob. What is the
this
only?
This is all new to me.
What is the
if
average,
I were to go?
Okay. What is the average content on an OnlyFans? Is it all over? What exactly am I looking at when I go to that? I'm not going
to
subscribe
to the website.
No,
you can do what you want. You can say it's for the show. OnlyFans is okay. So you've been on Instagram, right?
Have I?
Yeah. I've been
so
on
you
Instagram,
see, like the
sure.
Instagram models that are just like super beautiful over the top, almost half naked. Who knows what they're wearing, right?
Sure.
And Some models off Instagram have created OnlyFans pages where they get exclusive content where, yes, they're almost nude, or some are nude. Some go the extra mile, some may say, to do some sexual acts on there. It depends on like what you're subscribing to. And
is
the person
the move
subscribing
to go to Instagram, gather subscribers, and then use Instagram to drive them to OnlyFans so they pay?
That was early. And that still is a move, but the way I understand it is a lot of adult film stars have moved.
Can't pull the trigger. You know?
Especially in the pandemic.
Yeah.
Because they couldn't make films. They've started their own OnlyFans pages. And a lot
there's some people, there's a young lady that seems to be sitting in the middle of her kitchen island with knee socks on. There
must
seems
be a cooking video.
There are a lot of working out videos.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, different types of workouts. Whatever
the
you
way
want to get
they
into.
Used to label porn as like nature
this
films,
is not safe for work.
Sure,
but
it says sign in with Google.
Don't do it.
Let them track you, Mike. Why not? The pandemic created a boom, if you will, on OnlyFans for adult film stars to create their own content.
I have
and
enough accounts.
That's where you go.
I have enough
accounts.
I just
I bought a food supplement off of Facebook yesterday because I'm a rube. I don't want an account. I don't want an account. What? What?
Katie
what did
Forbes
you say?
Describes the videos as boudoirish.
Well done, Katie.
Yeah. So
I'm very happy with the TMOS Pinup Appreciation Society.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
That works for
but
me. I'm
Carla,
on that. I don't have to pay for that.
In a different
a plug
world.
For them.
I don't look. I'm not going to judge anybody trying to make a living, especially to feed their family or put their kids to private
school. $150,000 a month. Hello,
yeah. That buys a lot of wafers.
You know,
I'm saying that you have a built-in audience, and so does she. So if she frankly wanted to do that, that's an opportunity.
$3 billion paid out to creators.
Yeah.
Did I read that correctly?
Yeah.
I'm just shaking.
Billion with
that's
a B.
My little move.
I think you should shake things up and maybe create your own OnlyFans where you're not erotic, but you just do you.
Well, he could undo a button. It wouldn't kill him.
I'll do the lip bite. Ugh, it's so gross. I'm grossing myself.
Hello, ladies.
Grossing myself right yeah. here. I don't know. Speaking of OnlyFans, yes. All I wrote down was your wife in the bath.
Oh yeah. Jeez.
Sorry.
My wife has a setup when she takes a bath or takes a shower. I don't know what she does in there half the time. But she has in-flight entertainment, that type of setup. She'll take an iPad in and she'll watch an entire series in there. And I don't know who else does this. I don't know who else actually takes an iPad into the bath.
She'll watch an episode of a television show in the
episode.
Tub.
And it
fingers get all wrinkled and stuff like that?
Tries me up the wall because it's mm-hmm. dangerous. It doesn't make sense. Something's going to happen to the iPad.
That's his concern. Because water is not covered in Apple yeah. iCare.
I can, I think women love the tub. I usually picture candles, maybe listening to music, luxuriating.
She's watching murder mysteries
video.
In there.
Really? Well, that's her thing. She lives with you. You ought to give her a break
weird.
A little bit.
Yeah, let her do a virtual murder.
Does she have a candle? Does she have candles going?
No. And it's a little tub.
Sorry
like, her
that.
Knees can barely spread out. Like, it's one of those old school tubs.
Yeah.
Is it on feet?
Yeah. No, it's on feet. Yes.
It's
little claws.
A claw tub.
Yeah,
yeah
beautiful.
Claw. But it's not the nice claw tub. It's the ones that are made of cast iron.
Oh, okay. Rusted?
Does she have scented bath beads?
Nothing like
does
that.
Does she ever use a?
She's not.
I mean, I'm sorry.
She's not
we're
luxuriating.
Talking about your lovely bride.
She's gorgeous.
And you're talking about her in the tub. It is. It's kind
I
of
just,
interesting.
What I guess what annoys me is that I'm going to take a bath. Right. Most people jump in there or take a shower. Then there you go. There is mm-hmm. a good ramp up time of like 15 minutes of chargers and cables and.
You know what it is.
And you're just
what's
like,
that?
It's your sanctuary, Oscar.
Sanctuary.
You have her living in a closet, and she needs her space. It's got a door on it, right?
Yeah.
It's got a door where she's away from you.
Yeah. Has she ever
let
asked for a tub?
Let the woman have her peace.
Has right? she ever asked for a tub to be installed at Podcast Village?
No.
What color rose petals does she float on the water?
No rose
petals. See, there you go. I'm the same way with you right
yeah.
there. I'm just picturing the candles and maybe
I've
a soft, romantic.
I've never had a woman in my life be into baths in that manner.
Like, Oscar, please don't come in here and brush your teeth right now. I'm watching The Notebook.
No.
Please.
No. It might not be that it's a sanctuary, Mike. It might just be that Oscar makes her feel dirty.
She has to be clean.
I'm
does
sure.
Does Carrie log a lot of time in the tub?
She'll She will occasionally have a bath. We have a very nice bathtub in our house because we didn't design it. It sort of came with, and it's a nice big. It's a jacuzzi brand tub, but not with the jets. But it's a huge.
Okay, so those are called soaking tubs,
right? Mm-hmm. And I use it. I use it, of course, to make wine.
Thank you. Thank you, Rob. All right. We have to take another break and come back to Rob's audio vault. We have like that. Have you ever taken a bath in it? Serious question. Have you ever taken
Absolutely. A and bath? I've got a life hack is I save time. I get in and then fill it up.
Only about 16 ounces of water required.
I use a cup measure.
Thank you. Very good. We'll take a break. Come back to the audio vault. Oh, no, the digital dumpster.
I'm Luke Bryan. Hi, America. This is Luke Bryan, and I won't be satisfied till I get every one of your redneck dollars in my wallet.
I'm here with Katy Perry, Lionel Richie, and he wears real tiny little jackets.
This is going to work, right? I mean, this is going to be good. Right?
I make my own beer. It tastes like...
Take it from country music doofus Luke Bryan.
Hi, this is Luke Bryan,
and I never shave my neck.
From shiny new licorice hats to red Solo cups,
I've got goose flesh.
The Mike O'Mara Shopping Center has got you covered for all your hillbilly shopping needs.
Golly.
Just click the shopping center banner at MikeOMaraShow.com. Ain't that right, Luke?
That dang old internet, man. Click, 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 click. It's real easy, man.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody. We love Cornerstone. They're in our building in Washington, D.C. They're right down the hallway. And guess what?
What?
Mortgage rates have moved off of their lows, folks. We told you this was going to happen. The rate increase has eliminated the opportunity to refinance for nearly 1.9 million homeowners. It happens. It's always cyclical. If you haven't taken advantage of these ultra-low rates or tapped into your home's sudden rise in equity, time is running out for you to call my good friend Mark Livingstone and his team at Cornerstone First Financial. These people are the real deal. Listen to this. I often use your sponsors, but I haven't felt the need to write about one until now. This is a TMOS listener. I just finished refinancing with Cornerstone Financial, and I wanted to tell everyone out there that these folks are the best. It was a smooth, seamless process, and the staff was great. I worked with Mark Morrison and Jenny Yu, and they were extremely helpful and present throughout the process. New rate, 2.5%, and now I'm saving a couple $100 a month. Thanks, Jim from Olney. Jim from Olney took advantage.
Yes.
Oscar's used them.
Nice.
Rob has used them. I have. Why would you call anyone else? Don't wait until it's too late to be a part of the history and these incredibly low rates. Call Cornerstone First Financial, 202-625-1221 or cornerstonefirst.com. Cornerstone First Financial, personal attention from application to closing. We appreciate that. Let's open it up. There it is. Digital dumpster. Take it away, Rob Spiewak.
The Double D today features game show host Pat Sajak, who you've had run-ins with, or a run-in with at least.
Is this the Lisp incident?
Yeah, and I've got an opinion on it.
Do you have good audio on the Lisp incident? Because I don't have any good audio on it where I don't know what he did because I can't hear it on the crappy Twitter feeds that
most people just use their phone to tape their television. This is a better feed.
Yeah, and it's not a cool way to record.
So what he did is he was interviewing a contestant who had a slight Lisp, and Twitter went crazy because they think he made fun of him.
Hello, Chris.
Hello, Pat.
Tech sales, huh?
Yeah, I work for a technology company. We sell technology that benefits older adults living in senior living communities.
Yeah, that's a tough thing, too, because technology and sometimes people are not open to new ideas.
You'd be surprised how open they are.
Yeah, good. Yeah. Well, I'm glad. So that's just a myth.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it is.
I see. you were married.
He did,
but I think what he did is a synapse fired in his brain. There's a joke in the Muppet movie where Kermit says myth when he's saying something's not true, and then a lady comes out and says yes, because he's like is saying miss, and I think he's associating it with that.
People with are just movie? Cancel. Look, you talk about cancel culture, right? Really national? You're on the national spotlight. There are hawks that are waiting just on
and
every
And why would
move.
You be? Why would you have your laser spotlight on Pat Sajak, the Mr. Vanilla of all time? Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I see. Thank you very much. That's it. Ethel Thayer, sounds like I have a lift.
Great line from on Golden Pond.
I get
timing
it.
Is everything, Mike. Mm-hmm. Timing is everything.
All right.
A Kentucky woman. She signs with her own kind of light. A Kentucky woman got a tattoo last March, 2 days before the first COVID case was announced in the state of Kentucky.
Okay.
Her tattoo, and she explains it here, is about not being fake, but she got it 2 days before COVID broke large. How unfortunate that she has this tattoo.
I got this tattoo. I've wanted it for a couple of years. Basically means, like, you know, being true to yourself and real and, like, not pretending to be something you're not. I got this March 4th, 2020, and it says, courageously and radically refuse to wear a mask.
So she got an anti-masking tattoo talking about being true to yourself. 2 days later, the mask movement starts in Kentucky. She's had to wear long sleeve shirts ever since because she's not an anti-masker. She's someone who wants you to let your light shine. And her tattoo is, as I said, it's all about timing.
That's so sad. Well, maybe she could. No, I'm not going to say that. That's really bad. I was just looking at the OnlyFans website still. Let me turn that off.
Yeah, that might be a good
maybe
idea.
She could go to. No, I'm not going to even say that. Good luck, ma'am.
Congratulations to the people of New Jersey where they have legalized weed. And there's a lot of varieties.
Recreational or medical?
No, recreational, I believe.
The whole thing.
Yeah, it's all legal now. And Jimmy Kimmel has a list of some of the varieties you can buy in New Jersey.
First, we have Bon Jovi, Hope Token, Chris Crispy, Forgettables, Bruce Springsteen, Dank Sinatra, Butta Bing, Jersey Turnpike, and finally, Ganja Ghoul.
Ganja Ghoul, Mike.
Ganja Ghoul. That's good.
I love it.
That's working. That's putting that writing staff to work, Jimmy. Nice job.
I have my whole life been a fan of Scooby-Doo. It broke when I was a little kid, and there have been many variants growing up, as I even watched the movies when they came out, the live-action movies, and there is a new version of Scooby-Doo launching.
What did you like about it? Because I'm not a fan. I'm curious what you enjoy about
Scooby. I like the mystery
Scooby.
Aspect of it. As a kid, there's like a little bit scary to it. You know, some
it's
of
scary. Oh, absolutely. I know a lot of bedtimes were messed up by watching Scooby-Doo right before bed for my son.
And then I also liked when I figured out that Casey Kasem was the voice of Shaggy as a radio
file. Real quick sidebar, can I give you this?
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
So we tried again The Great Escape. I didn't realize I'd rented it once before with that. I don't attack me for this.
Okay.
The Great Escape is a suck-ass movie. Mm. It is just not a good movie. I'm sorry. I don't like The Great Escape with Sir Richard Attenborough and just on and on. I don't find it at all credible. They don't make the Nazis scary enough.
You want scarier Nazis?
Maybe
zombie Nazis.
What about which Indiana Jones had the Nazis in it? Which
that
one?
Would be the third one with his dad. Last Crusade?
Maybe. The Last Crusade, yes.
Yeah, anyway, so, he turns around. He's on my lap. We get a third. First of all, 3 hour, 2 hour.
It's
movie.
A long movie with intermission,
ridiculously,
right?
Ridiculously. And he turns around and he says to me, Dad, I'm bored. And he goes off to his iPad.
As he
and
should.
Stuff like that.
Mm. Yeah. Indiana Jones. You'll keep his
Indiana
attention
Indiana Jones.
There.
Hello, Mr. Hello, Dr. Jones. Indiana Jones keeps his attention. There are good war movies out there. That movie is like, you don't go to 30 days in solitary confinement in a concrete block cell and come out looking like you've never been in a cell. It's crappy. I will not watch it again.
Disagree. Scooby-Doo is back tomorrow with a new episode of a series called Scooby-Doo and Guess Who. And they're bringing back... I love this because one of the Scooby-Doo revivals was the Scooby-Doo movies where they would put stars in like Don Knotts or people like that. So guess who is the first celebrity guest doing his own voice in Scooby-Doo and Guess Who?
Who?
Axl Rose.
Oh,
and there's a backstory
exciting.
Where he's friends with Shaggy and Scooby. Here's a preview of it.
Come on, Freddy. Let's see if they have Wi-Fi inside.
What's up, mystery gang? I was starting to think you guys were a no-show.
Jinkies! It's
singer, songwriter, musician, and total rock god, Axl Rose!
Axel, what brings you to a diner on Route 66? Are you on tour?
Why, no,
a
Dad.
Check.
Axel's the friend that Scoo and I came here to meet. Hi, Axl Rose!
Hey, how you doing, my brother?
I feel bad for Axel.
I do, too.
Minus 2 points for not having any of the original voices, but plus 2 points for writing it especially cheesy. I think it might be worth watching.
Speaking of, just quickly, cartoons. Tom and Jerry, the movie's coming out on... HBO Max.
Yeah, with Ken Jeong
in theaters
as well.
My kid loves Tom and Jerry. We share that. Tom and Jerry, my guys. Those were my guys.
I have
up.
To
I
ask, have you seen enough previews? Do they fight each other or are they friends? Because I don't like later Tom and Jerry cartoons where they're friends.
They harass
I can't
each
tell.
Other.
And I haven't seen
sexually.
Well, this new movie.
Show me on the doll where the mouse touched you.
The Roger Rabbit-esque like live action.
The mix.
Right. It's still off-putting, but I'll watch it because I want to see
Did
what it's
Did you know
all
that
about.
I do a Roger Rabbit impression? Did you know that? Oh, it's always the same one.
I love it. I love it. Please.
Please, Eddie.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
One of the most legendary guests on your radio show that I remember was Charles Fleischer. He was amazing. Yes. He was scary great. Guy. Was he scary?
Yeah, he was scary to me. Big eyebrows.
Wow, I didn't know that. Speaking of scary, how about this dick? He has a Tesla, and he has programmed it to say the word, I know it's a word you love, Mike, bruh. Hey, bruh.
Ugh.
This guy's a dick.
Back in 2019, because electric cars are silent, the government mandated that each electric car have a pedestrian warning system. Basically, it's to help blind people understand when an electric car is rolling down the street. The thing is, they didn't mandate what the sound had to be specifically.
Bruh. 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 Bruh.
No matter what it is, as long as there's a sound there, the government does not care.
I think he should program his car to say dick. Dick, dick, dick. Anyway, that's the digital dumpster. Close it up, Mike.
All right, close it up. Here we go. Wow. Bruh.
Hey, you're going too fast, bruh.
Hey, bruh. All right.
Oliverde, come on now, bruh.
Good luck to Tiger. I really hope he comes through this with shining colors. We'll hopefully have more updates during the day. Thanks for joining us for another episode of TFLS. We appreciate it. We'll be back tomorrow with another brand new one. For Rob Spiewak, Matty Mastriello, Potter Boy Matt Bloom, and Oscar Santana, Michael Barra saying so long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Michael Barra Bonus Show. Get it at michaelbarrashow.com.
Michael Barra Radio Entertainment.
Good job.
Ooh, that's a bingo.
Oh, good for you.